So the Kakala flew to Guatemala yesterday and didn't go well for her, which is fantastic because she is such a prideful, boastful, arrogant woman that I love to see her fall on her face. Love it. Love it. And so it came to a point where the Guatemalan president blames the border crisis on Kamala and ice cream in chief Joe Biden. So Kamala flew to Guatemala yesterday to talk with their officials about the quote unquote root causes of the border crisis in these United States. Harris showed how narcissistic she was by handing out cookies with their face on them. Actually, they were faceless. It was more of a portrait, which I showed you yesterday. We're not showing it again. When she landed in Guatemala, she was met with protesters with big signs that said Trump won and go home. And of course, this little speech, that this part of her speech is getting all libs flustered with the Kamala because of what she was saying. But let's take a listen to this. Is pretty much the highlight of her speech that she didn't read ahead of time here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration. And I believe if you come to our border, you will be turned back. So let's discourage our friends, our neighbors, our family members from embarking on what is otherwise an extremely dangerous journey. I want to be clear. In this region.
Did y'all hear that? Justin, did you guys hear that? So,
I heard that. I heard, come to our border. We have Baskin Robbins for you.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I didn't know if I hit the button or not. But yes, so y'all heard that. The basic, please don't wink. Come to the border. Wink. Come on. Does anybody believe that? Come on. Pretty please. You shouldn't. Shouldn't believe it. But the fact that she is so wooden when she gives that speech and how absolutely insincere everybody is thinking, what are you talking about? You don't even sound like you care about any of this. Kamala was not happy that she had to be down there. Let's be real. Kamala is just as much like anybody else. She doesn't want to leave her house. She doesn't want to go to the dirty border. Right? I want to go to the dirty Guatemala. That's gross. I don't want to go there. Ew. Why would I want to go there? And you could tell that she just didn't want to do this. And then she was interviewed by Lester Holt. Right? Not exactly a hard-pressing reporter. But some of this. First, did I say that it was great that she got through there without cackling? If I didn't, let me say it again. Amazing that she was able to get through that speech without cackling once. But unfortunately, that didn't last. Let's listen to this expertly executed interview by Lester Holt and how Kamala Harris shows her political wits and how she attained the position of vice president of these United States.
Races down to the southern border, the focus of Vice President Kamala Harris's first overseas trip since taking office.
She heads to Mexico today after spending yesterday in Guatemala, where she announced several initiatives and delivered a message to potential migrants there. Do not come to the United States. The vice president also sat down exclusively with NBC's Lester Holt, who began by asking her about that.
Which we picked him because he's black. Let's just be real.
Warning.
In the news conference here in Guatemala City, you had a message for would-be migrants. Don't come. Why should they believe you when they know that people are getting in?
I love how Lester Holt's like, why are you lying? I mean, remember, Lester Holt is on her side. Lester Holt believes in the Democratic vision. Lester Holt believes in immigration. He loves all of this stuff. So he's like, Kamala, girl. Kamala, why are you lying? Why are you lying and telling these people to come, not to come when we want her to come, Kamala? Come on, girl.
I've been working on this issue for a very long time.
And by that, she means like maybe 15 minutes.
And the kind of violence and danger that is associated with that trek, especially when we're talking about from Guatemala through Mexico to the United States.
She knew that all by herself.
It's extremely dangerous. We are looking at a situation where people are fleeing because of hunger, because of the hurricanes, because of the pandemic. So the reason I am here is...
So why the hell are they coming here? What are they going to do? They're going to trek to the United States to sit in somebody else's house?
Is to address those issues, knowing that the people who are here for generations, they want to stay. They don't want to leave, but they need opportunity. They need assistance. They need support.
Americans don't see a lot of that on a daily basis. What they do see at their own border, children being lowered over fences, children coming in with, you know, phone numbers stenciled on their hand.
Yeah.
And so the question has come up, and you heard it here, and you'll hear it again, I'm sure. It's why not visit the border? Why not?
I mean... You know things are bad. You know things are bad. I'll say it one more time. You know things are bad when the legacy media is going, girl, we be seeing pictures of people being thrown. I can't do it. I don't know what you're talking about because the border looks terrible. And most Americans that pay attention are seeing this be really bad. So why haven't you, when President Ice Cream put you in charge, why haven't you been to the border? And folks, this is, I hope you get, mwah, this is the chef's kiss. Mwah. Oh, I live for these moments. Take a listen.
And then you'll hear it again, I'm sure. It's why not visit the border? Why not see what Americans are seeing in this crisis?
Well, we are going to the border. We have to deal with what's happening at the border. There's no question about that. That's not a debatable point. But we have to understand that there's a reason people are arriving at our border.
Oh, she almost cackled.
And ask, what is that reason? And then identify the problem so we can fix it.
Let's talk about the corruption issue. You're notably not visiting El Salvador or Honduras, where you have leaders who have had links to corruption.
I'm sorry, I teed it up too soon. She was able to dodge it that time.
And do you have enough reliable partners in this northern triangle, in this region, to do what needs to be done?
So, you know, we are doing the work in the region as a whole. We've been engaged as an administration, as a country, at a high level with leaders in all three of the countries.
So what specifically are you offering these countries you're visiting? Is there a quid pro quo if you do this?
Quid pro quo, Mr. Powers.
We'll do this?
No, it's not about quid pro quo. It's simply...
She's like, what is that? What do you mean quid? Quid pro row? I'm not rowing a boat, Lester. That's not what I'm doing. We're trying to focus on real issues here.
About understanding, if nothing else, that the return on our investment is the same return on your investment that if you have a neighbor on your block where you grew up.
Come on, Kamala, give me a cackle.
Having a hard time. It's in the best interest, not only of your neighbor, but yourself to help them out. Right? And that's how we think about this work. What is the United States' interest in this? We're prepared to show up. And
what? What do you mean show up? You're not even at the friggin' border. we're prepared to show up with what? Donuts? Is she going to go to the border with these cookies? Like, hello, immigrants. Here's some cookies with my face on them.
Do it in a way that is motivated by the best interest of diplomacy and democracy.
No, we're not a democracy, but keep going.
And goodwill.
So how quickly does this change what we see at the border?
Do you see how Lester Holt's like, yeah, can we talk about the border again? I mean, don't make me ask this again. Can we just get the question out of the way?
There's not going to be a quick fix. We're not going to...
You could finish the wall. You could end catch and release. That's just two things off of the top of Rick Barrett of the Barrett Briefs. Little tiny noggin on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. You could just do those two things. I mean, that could work.
See an immediate return, but we're going to see progress. The real work.
I mean, I have to give it to her. It's been almost 3 minutes and she has not cackled once. I mean, this has to be like a world record.
It's going to take time to manifest itself. Will it be worth it? Yes. Will it take some time? Yes.
President Biden, as vice president, led a very similar effort.
Mm-hmm. Which failed miserably. So how are you going to fail, Kamala?
What's significantly different about what you're doing this time?
Nothing.
I'm building off of what the president, then Vice President Joe Biden, did.
Vice President, what? Yeah, nothing. To quote Peter from Family Guy, yeah, nothing.
That time. But also understanding that this moment is different in many ways. Take, for example.
Yeah, because it's like a different year in everything.
The pandemic. One of the first things we as a nation were able to offer Guatemala was support with their vaccines. We have.
Hey, y'all want to get jabbed?
I've made a commitment and we announced it last week of 500,000 vaccines to Guatemalans. Part of what we're doing is I've asked Microsoft to partner with us on what we can do.
Yeah, because one thing I know is Guatemala's flushed with technology, and they can't wait to get Microsoft Windows 95.
To get people access to banking systems through technology and basically help them with their...
What the hell does giving people Microsoft Windows gonna do to help the people in Guatemala?
Their digital connectiveness. But the bones of the work, really, it's the same. Let's see the people, let's see their needs, and let's focus on it and understand our responsibility.
Why will it be successful this time if it
won't.
Wasn't in the past?
Man, Lester Holt's going for like a Pulitzer here, isn't he?
Well, I think there was success about what happened in the past. And again, when you look at what we're doing now, you're seeing progress. And so let's not overlook progress.
Just quickly put a button.
Okay.
Do you have any plans?
I like how he asked her about the border. She deflected. Then she talked about Windows 98. Then she talked about jabs. Then she talked about something else. And now he's like, listen, I got to ask this question one more time. Please just answer the question.
To visit the border.
At some point,
I feel a cackle coming. Do you? Oh, man, I feel a cackle coming.